Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. And I couldn't be more excited to have yet another amazing guest on the show this morning, my friends. It's a real pleasure. It's an honor to have everyday people on the show, completely unedited, unscripted, organic, authentic conversations with real people who are actually going through our education, who are actually experiencing the community here, who are actually taking the skills and using them, not just looking at us from the sidelines, judging or thinking they know what we're about without actually getting involved in our community and our platform and our curriculum. And Kathy this morning is yet another amazing example of a hairstylist and a realtor who is an normal everyday person, of course, doing extraordinary things, has a family, struggles with bills and all the same normal struggles that, most people deal with who are living, quote, the American dream, who in many cases paid or took on, extraordinary student loan debt, went to college, followed all the rules, did all the right things, took all the guidance counselors and the teachers and the family and the relatives and everybody's advice to be a good little boy, be a good little girl, do the right thing, and then got out into the real world and a pandemic hit and inflation soared out of control. And now all of a sudden everybody was locked at home waiting for the government to do something, to come and save you. Well, they came up with a solution. It was send you a $1,400 check. Was that enough to pay for your bills? No. But you didn't sit around and do nothing. You got on the internet. You started scrolling on your phone. You found a solution. And that solution was to develop some new skills through a non-traditional, unconventional place like an online community that you could access from home on your phone and utilize those skills to begin to do something to start to bring in money and supplement some of that income for your family. That's what Legendary Marketer is about. That's what we're here for. That's the purpose that we serve inside of society. It's an alternative option to the traditional route of 4 to 6 to 8 to 10 to 12 years of schooling, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of unforgivable student loan debt, plus credit card debt piling up on the side as you get ready to start your career. And sometimes even when you do, it's not enough, and you need to supplement your income. Sometimes it's just that you want to learn new skills and you want to be ahead of the curve. You want to take advantage of technology and the internet, and you want to understand how money's being made online. You want to have a side business. Whatever the reason is that you're here, you're not wrong. No matter what people say out there online, no matter what people say on the news, you're not wrong for wanting more. You're not wrong for going outside of the box to try a little bit harder. I wasn't wrong either. Back when I was 24 years old working construction with my dad, just getting clean and sober, and I came onto the internet looking to develop some new skills to hopefully give myself a better life and a better future than what my father had the ability to be able to teach me, which was all he knew, which was construction. I wasn't wrong then either. No matter who will try to tear you down, no matter who will try to tell you that you're wrong, no matter who will try to smear your name or criticize you, you're not wrong. I'm right there with you. And this morning's guest is another amazing story of just that. Average people doing above average, extraordinary things. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Fired up this morning.
Yes. 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 That was very, very fiery. Very true too. Sorry, I'm a little nervous, so bear with me, okay? I'm probably going to be a little awkward at first.
I love awkward.
Definitely
I
gonna
do.
be.
You want to know why I love awkward? It's because it's real. It's
Yeah,
real.
That is 100% true.
It's real. It's not like a news. It's not like a news, you know, like a 5-minute news story where they're either trying to show all the good or all the bad about somebody and edit it all up and try to make it out to be something that it's not. This is real. And we've done almost 1,000 of these episodes where we've sat down with our clients and had 45-minute to 60-minute real conversations where you can't hide the truth. It just is what it is. It's as real as it gets. So thank you for being nervous, and thank you for sharing that with us. How's it feel to be here besides being nervous?
And this is crazy because I was watching. I started the Blueprints like in October, I think, and I didn't even go on, you know, Wake Up Legendary till probably a couple weeks after I started. So, you know, I heard about it and I was like, you know, I'll get on. And then I actually went on it, and then I watched it, I think, almost every day, you know, for a good month or two. And I was like, I want to be on there. I'm going to be on there one day. I just know it. I would tell myself that. I was like, the stories were so inspiring and so motivating. You're like I want to get there. That's going to be me, because like, you know, I just believe in this, you know, your blueprints, everything, like the whole business. Like, I was like, this is it, you know? So the fact that I'm here right now is, I don't know, mind blowing. It's not even real. I don't know. I think that's why I'm so nervous, because, you know, it's like you built this momentum, or you built this like idea, I'm going to be on there one day, and then you're actually here and you're like, holy crap, I'm on Wake Up Legendary with Dave. Like, this is crazy.
I love that for you. And guess what? You're here with me. I'm in a laundry room. I've got my phone, cause I'm up in a, you know, out of town. And I've got my phone up here sitting on a Lysol, little thing here while I talk to you, as the sun just kind of comes and hits me right here. Give me some natural light. I got my kids, you know, screaming in the background. They're hanging out with one of our business plan advisors, Andre. He's back there hanging out. We've got a couple of other people here from our team, and just kind of, you know, just living life, doing a little spring break kid stuff. And, you know, I'm glad that you are sharing, you know, where you're at and how you feel. That, you know, helps me to just be comfortable sharing who I am and where I'm at and how I feel, which is very grateful to be here and very grateful to be, you know, interviewing yet another one of our, you know, clients here at Legendary who I've never talked to before. You know, you and I have never talked. We're talking here for the very first time live in front of hundreds of people. And, you know, I love that. I love that for you. I love that for our whole community. So tell us what, you know, because again, there are so many things that we are battling in this journey of entrepreneurship. We are battling our own internal critic. We are battling other people in the peanut gallery who have something to say about what we're doing. We are battling people who don't understand what we're doing, so they want to throw stones at it. We are battling people. We are battling the larger system that we're disrupting a little bit, because we're not being good little boys and girls just taking hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loan debt out to go back to college, which everybody would celebrate us for. Instead, we're putting either a few dollars down to learn the basics of, you know, selling information online and doing digital marketing, or some of us like yourself said, hey, this is serious. I'm serious. I'm going to put down a few $1,000 and I'm going to learn a new skill that's potentially going to change my life. Not a guarantee, but potentially going to change my life. And it seems like, from what I read just on your questionnaire, it's made an impact so far. So tell us what this experience has been like so far. How did you, you know, what motivated you to start? You're a hairdresser and a realtor. Was that not enough? I mean, did what I said, No. I'm serious. In terms of the money, like, you know, here you are, you're a mother. I believe you're a wife as well. I mean, it's like, how many jobs do you need to work in order to put food on the table? Tell us what motivated you to get started here. I'm really frustrated with that we can't, you know, it's like a regular job is just not enough nowadays. and we're criticized if we want to do something more or called a scam or this or that. Tell us what motivated you to come here in the first place.
So, yeah, you know, you would think hair and real estate is enough, but like you mentioned earlier with the economy, I actually have been doing hair for 15 years, but I didn't start my own business until about 3.5 years ago. My son was just born. He was like 2, I believe. And becoming a mom, I've always wanted that, you know, not trading my time for money. Like, I've always wanted to make money from home or something to get me passive income. So I've known about, you know, making passive income for a long time. My dad's a realtor. So that's part of the reason why I got into real estate, because at the time the business was booming. You know, I don't know if you remember, the real estate was crazy. Yeah. So I got in at a great time, and my husband is a mortgage lender. So we were both like killing it. Right. And my hair business blew up because, like you said, everyone was getting $1,400 from the government. And my, you know, hair was all of a sudden a luxury. And like every hairstylist I knew was busy. And so I just like had good timing with my businesses. And but, you know, I worked a lot. I had just my first son. I have a bonus son, too. So we had 2 boys. You know, always gone working, always, you know, they're always with a sitter daycare. And then, you know, last year, that's probably when things started slowing down for everybody, I would say. Inflation started getting really high. My husband started slowing down first. And then my business was doing okay until about the middle of the year. And when it was supposed to pick up for the holidays, it didn't. And I do real estate, I should mention, part time. So I wasn't doing real estate like all the time. And I mostly catered to my hair clients. So I think I did like 1 transaction last year in real estate. And if you know, I'm sure the realtor has been on here. It's a grind. It's a hustle to be a realtor. And I refuse to do that grind. I don't want to do it. My dad did it for 20 plus years. He was, you know, working a lot, not around. And I don't want that for my family, nor for my husband either. So that wasn't an option. And then with the hair, you know, it started slowing down, and I just thought, like, I was tired. Like, I've been doing this for 15 years. Why am I still trying to get new clients in? Why am I still hustling? You know, I got on Instagram and started posting more, and it worked. I got busier because of it. But, you know, I still can't beat inflation. So my business slowed down, and that's when I, you know, wanted to like start making money online, because I had wanted to for a long time. I had seen, you know, influencers, just ordinary people do it. And I was like, oh, how are they doing this? Like, what is it that they're doing? And, you know, when I played your video, I can't remember if you mentioned affiliate marketing there, or maybe it was like when you actually buy the $7 course, but I was like, oh, that's it. That's how they're doing it. So it was like no brainer for me. And so hair and real estate, yes, they're good careers, but that's not what I want to do when I die. You know, I don't want to do this for another 20 years, not even 10. You know, it's not physically, it's not, and mentally, it's just draining. So yes, most people would be like, yeah, you have careers, but no, I don't want to trade my time for money anymore. Kind of like you said, I want to be able to make something passively so I can stay home with my kids. And I'm huge, like, I love traveling. So I want to be able to travel more.
And even if it's not passive, right, it's at least, what I heard was that you watched your father do real estate your whole life and he was never home. And now you're finding and seeing yourself sort of following those same footsteps, to where it, you know, society tells you that doing real estate is a noble career. It's an honorable career. Same thing with hairstyle, being a hairstylist. Same thing with being a TV producer. Same thing with being a nurse. Same thing with being a doctor. But the truth is, you're never home with your family. You're never home with your family. Absolutely. And your kids. This is the challenge that our teachers and our community are struggling with. The challenge that our teachers are struggling with is they're spending more time with the kids in the classroom than they are with their own kids.
Absolutely.
So they come home and they're burnt out. They're stressed out. There's not enough money. They're not being paid enough. The country's in a crisis. It's an epidemic. of being underpaid and underappreciated. We need to celebrate each other more for being hungry enough to go out there to look for something on the side, look for something to supplement. Have you dealt with what are the limiting beliefs or the outside criticisms that you've dealt as you've started this?
So this might come as a shock because I feel like everyone who's told their spouse they've always had good support. My biggest was telling my husband what I wanted to do because he is a little bit more old school minded. You know, he, you know, you trade your time for money. You go to work, you whatever, do all that. And when I told him, he immediately said, oh, it sounds like a scam. And I was like, well, you know, I'm going to give it a shot. But he was supportive. He was like, but if that's what you want to do, you know, whatever, I got your back. But it just sounds fishy. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I'll prove you wrong. So, you know, telling my family, my husband, my parents don't really know what I'm doing. They don't understand. They wouldn't understand it. I'm a first born American, Asian American. So my parents are from Vietnam. Very traditional Vietnamese parents, so they wouldn't really have no idea of what digital marketing is, and I just haven't told them anything yet. So, and they haven't really asked because they barely go on social media. So, you know, the limiting beliefs is just it's trying to, you know, be comfortable and be confident in yourself to just keep going and doing it no matter what people think. You know, even if my husband thinks it's a fake, if my parents don't, hi buddy, if my parents don't believe in it, it's just keep going and kind of like, you know, don't remember why you started. And that's another thing is because I started, you know, you do that comparisonitis, and that's been really hard to overcome too, because you're like, oh well, she's been doing the same time I has and has way more success, what am I doing wrong? Or, you know, then you have an identity crisis because you're like, oh, I don't feel like I'm being authentic or I'm posting what I want to post, but she's getting all these, you know, sales because she's doing it this way. So, you know, I've had a lot of that to deal with, like, you know, dealing, the limiting beliefs is like dealing, like an identity crisis, I would say, you know, like I'm not being true to myself. And that can be really easy to fall into when you're starting out in digital marketing, because you just have no idea what you're doing, and you model after these successful ones, but then you kind of realize, oh, I'm kind of almost trying to be like them, and that's just not, you know, that's not how it should be. So I had a lot of that, and I still struggle here and there, but I've gotten a lot better where I'm like, okay, finally, I'm just going to post content that makes me feel good, that makes, you know, others, people or other, my audience maybe laugh. I like to be funny. So, you know, maybe make them laugh. Don't try to be like other people who are just, you know, talking and telling something, like, you know, do that once in a while or whatever. But that was really the big one for me, was just trying to find my own voice and identity in this business, which is so funny. You would think having a hair business and especially hair, that I can't find my own identity. I do specialize in a very specific hair technique and color that, you know, oh, digital marketing, you'll find your way. And it's like, no, you have to, like you always say, you know, trial and error, post something, see if it works. If it doesn't, go back to the drawing table and figure something else out. So yeah, that's a big one for me. And just, you know, not giving up when you're not getting results you want. You know, I didn't make sales. There was a time where I didn't make sales for a couple few weeks, and I was just like, you know, what am I doing wrong? What did I do? What, you know? And it's like, you just have to keep pushing it. And that's when I finally made, you know, the big sale. And I was like, oh my God, like this is like, you keep pushing and you finally get there. So that was it for me.
Yeah. I love that. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I just can't see you. There you go.
All right. I was just Xing out. Yeah, I was just trying to get better service here by Xing out 100 of my screens I had open. I love all that. I love the idea of you finding your voice. You know, I love that you brought up the comparisonitis. We can all kind of relate to that. I also, know that you're in the very beginning stages of your business. I mean, this is just the, step one for you, really. And so you're going to continue to find your voice and most likely venture into other niches, potentially hairstyle, hairstyling, potentially even, real estate, teaching people how to do either one of those two things as you learn these skills. Do you feel like right now I believe you're kind of in the online marketing niche and you're kind of starting out there. Is that sort of a stepping stone for you as you kind of decide what you want to talk about long term and as you find your voice?
Yeah, I mean, like most of us, I feel like we started with the make money online because maybe we didn't know what else to do or burnt out from like what we're doing already. I don't know if I'll ever really do hair or get into real estate, like that niche, but me and my husband love fitness. I've always wanted to do a fitness, like niche kind of, make money online with that. But I just feel like that's a lot more like, maybe having to go get a nutrition thing and, what is it called? A personal training certificate and all that stuff. And that I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet right now. So I think the make money online was a lot more comfortable and easy for me to start because, there are people who kind of like the people on UC every day who want to make money or are struggling. And I just felt like I could help more people that way too. And I do want to educate, I did want to start educating hair, but after 15 years, I'm just like burnt out with that. So I don't know if I'll ever get into those areas. But right now, yeah, I'm starting with with the make money online, and I do like it. I am very in the beginning of my stage or steps. I think it's been a little over four months, and it's just trying to figure out, And I know myself. I would have struggled with any niche. This identity crisis. If I got in fitness, I would have not been myself at first because I just don't know. I'm like, that's the problem with me is I go balls to the wall. So if I start something, I just go, I figure it out as I go. And then you're like, okay, you need to evaluate now what you've done and it's not working or it's, whatever. So yeah. I think this is where I'm at. I'll probably do this at least for a while.
Yeah. No, I love that. So honest and such great self-awareness. I think that's what I love about this show. And that's what I love about our community. It's just, it is so honest. These long form conversations, so different than a short little news story that you see out from, some show trying to just get clicks or trying to sensationalize something or trying to only tell half of the story. We're sitting here for 45 minutes talking about the ups, the downs, the all arounds, talking about the struggles, and talking about the reality of what it's like to actually build a business, which most people have never actually done. So can't even understand what you're talking about until you actually walk through it. That's why it's so valuable for all of the people who watch this every morning is because we can identify with it. When you were watching the show, not on the show, were these some of the things, the identification, the honesty, the vulnerability, did that help you to not feel so alone or like you were the only one who was having some of these challenges?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I was going through that, just going on the show, it would be like whoever, I could pick almost any live, audience or person that you interview. It was always like, I wasn't being myself or the comparisonitis I hear a lot. And the identity thing is just trying to figure it out and trying to figure out your voice is, I related a lot. And when people were like, I made my first sale and whatever. And it's like, okay, it's not just me, and that does make me feel better because you're not doing anything wrong. you just probably haven't, like, you know, like I keep saying, haven't found the right voice. And, you know, your audience will catch that, you know, and I feel like that's where I'm going through. And I feel like I found what I like want to post in the content and like my identity, and hopefully it'll show me more. And yeah, and I think that's, you know, how I got my first sale. Was I was just like, you know, I made that switch and I was like, okay, this is obviously working.
And so if you could describe that switch in a nutshell, I mean, what has become your message? I mean, what resonates with you that you are now sharing that is also resonating with others? I mean, specifics or something from the high level, how would you describe that change, and what does that look like or feel like for you?
So, you know, I was posting stuff, like, just didn't feel comfortable, not comfortable, but it was like a lot. Like you always say on here, you know, as you post more, it should get easier. I felt the opposite. I felt like it was giving me more work or giving me anxiety. Like, God, I gotta go post, I gotta go create this content, go do this. And I was like, why is it not getting easier? Like, you know, Dave and so many other the mentors on here are mentioning. And I realized because I'm not being authentic, and I really asked myself, what kind of content do you want to post that like you and your ideal audience would want to see? And, you know, I can't remember where I heard it, but it was like, you know, are you there to make people laugh, or what's it called? Are you there to educate people? Are you there to perform, perform, or what's it called? Entertain. Are you there? You know, there was another one, inspire, motivate. And I was like, you know, I would like a little bit of both, but I think I'm more of an entertainer. I think I just like, I feel like I like to make people laugh. I like to be silly and funny. You know, I think I can be a little bit sarcastic, and I was trying to be like this motivating, like, you know, I'm going through the heart, you know, like, I don't know, Tony Robbins or something. And I'm like, girlfriend, that is not you. You are the, you know, stop lying to yourself and be you, because people can see that. And it might look cringy. I don't know. I thought I looked okay doing it, but you know, they're probably like, that's the people that know me, who I do have friends and family who follow me. They're probably like, what is she doing? That's not her. And so I just finally came to a point where, like, you know what? Lack of a better word, F it. Like, do you, like, stop, you know? And that's what clicked, because, and I was really worried my content would slow down because of that. And I, you know, you get to a point of like a power trip, right? Or whatever you want to call it. You got all these views, you're getting all these friend requests. You're like, I got to keep doing this. This is what works. But you're like, it makes you miserable. So I was like, you know what? That shouldn't be what this business is about. And same thing with hair. Like, I started off doing everything, every kind of hair service you can think about, even real estate. I took on every deal you can think about. But then when you get better and you start, you know, niching down, you realize, no, I'm really good at this. And I'm going to specify in this area. You know, I do a certain type of blonding special. I'm a specialist. And people come to me for that, and they pay good money for that. And real estate too, like, I won't take anything under X amount, because, you know, it might, you know, be a waste of your time, to be honest, because you know how it's going to go. So yeah. It's like with the digital marketing, I was like, what? It's not any different. It's not, you know, it's another different business, but it's not different as far as like specializing. Do, you know, put your content out there that represents you. Not trying to pick and choose what's doing well for others. And that's what was driving me nuts. Cause I just had no idea. You know, I had nothing, no expertise in making money online prior to this.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's, you know, I think it's just natural for us to kind of want to like model after these successful people. And then you kind of end up going to a black hole of like, okay, now I feel like I'm trying to copy them, but you kind of put your own twist in it. And you're like, now it just doesn't look like me, but you know, and that's all learning. It's a learning process. This is why I preach to people, like, starting up, you just have to start. You can't sit there and nitpick everything. Like, okay, this is how I'm gonna do it. You just don't know until you get in there, and then you figure it out as you go. That at least for me, that's how I've always, with every
Yeah.
business I've started, you just kind of learn as you go and figure it out.
Yeah, I agree. Learn as you go, my friends. You got to figure it out only through doing. I mean, you can watch videos, you can watch others all day long, but until you actually begin to, see what feels right for you, see what feels, because the more authentic that you feel and the more comfortable you feel, the more what you're doing aligns with your personality. Now, whether you want to get super technical and align it with your personality from a Myers-Briggs or a personality test, or whether you just align it with, as you said, a simpler way to look at it, which is, am I the motivational positive guru, or am I a little bit more sassy and sarcastic? Because if I'm not the motivational positive optimistic glasses always half full guru, and I'm trying to be like, well, don't quit on your dreams, climb to the top of the mountain. It's kind of like that may not come off as natural as if you're like, don't really feel like doing anything today, but hey, gonna do it anyways because what? Want to get the nails done, right? Later or whatever, right? I mean, just if you're sassy and sarcastic, be sassy and sarcastic. If you're goofy, be goofy. One of the whole reasons why I started doing these lives and have got more comfortable after, something like 950 episodes, throwing my hat, acting like a goofball is because I am kind of a goofball dad at heart. It's just kind of who I am. If you'd have caught me in my younger years, I'd have thought I was too cool for school, but I probably, was my most attractive self when I was being goofy. That was when I was my most attractive self in terms of authentic people wanting to be around me, people seeing my heart, seeing who I am, is when I'm joking around, when I'm smiling, when I'm laughing at myself, when I'm making fun of myself, when I'm throwing my hat, when I'm ranting and raving, and talking about, things that I can get a little motivational, but it's not like in your face, pointing at you saying you can do this. It's more just, sharing my opinions in a passionate way, sharing my perspective in a passionate way, sharing my experience in a passionate way. That's how I would say my motivation comes across. And I think that's the perfect way to weave in that sort of passion, no matter what your some passion, no matter what your personality style is. If you're dry, you can be as dry as you want, hardly ever crack a smile. But occasionally you get ranting and raving when you get on a topic that fires you up. If you're sassy and sarcastic, same thing. If you're goofy, you might always be joking around or looking to crack a joke or whatever, or kind of lighthearted or smiling. But then occasionally you mix in some passion, you start ranting on something, and you go on a little bit of a rant. And people, that's one way to kind of mix in some different forms of emotion and energy into your content. You don't have to, and I did the same thing. I think so many of us do. Especially when we go into the business or the wealth niche, or we go into the personal development niche, we forget to be ourselves, goofy, funny, humorous. We get serious and we want to go into motivation mode. And I've seen content that's, negative and cynical and sarcastic do way better than motivational, optimistic, positive content, because people kind of find humor in it. And there's a lot of cynical, sassy, sarcastic people in the world. It's just a personality. I mean, this world, makes you that way in some respects. It
Oh,
just,
sure.
you get the world, man. It wears on you. It
Oh, yeah.
wears. God,
The
it's.
world is, it can be cruel. I've got my fair share of haters too on on my videos. And
but what has this helped you to develop within yourself? What has this reminded you or taught you about you? I mean, what, besides the marketing skills, and maybe that is the biggest thing, getting on camera, communicating in new ways. But what is this? I mean, you've also mentioned kind of finding your voice and identity. I mean, what are some of the things that stand out to you that this has really done for you deeper than teach you the marketing skills of how money is made online?
The biggest thing is you can do anything you put your mind to. I have always been a believer in that, but I have never, and then I never had the, you know, the balls to do this online business. So when I did it and I grew, I think I got like 20,000 followers in like 8 weeks. It was Christmas week. I remember my Instagram blew up and I was like, holy crap. Like, I never, you know what I mean? Like, I was consistent every day, posting every day. So it's like, when you tell yourself and you believe in yourself and you do it and you just keep going, things happen. And that was the biggest thing, was like, it is possible. I can grow a following. I can make money on here. Cause, you know, I started making commissions a little more consistently after that. And then it was kind of like the, you know, this is like possible. Oops, sorry, moving my camera. This is possible. So, I think that's the biggest thing I took away, was like, you can do anything you put your mind to. You just have to believe in yourself, work hard at it. And, you know, the identity crisis thing for me was just, you know, really asking myself, like, what is it that you want to do as far as like serving your audience? Like, I really went deep with myself and like what I'm capable of and what your audience wants to see and who I am. You know, I already kind of had an idea about myself, but then you realize like, wow, I can be very, you know, I am strong. Like, this is not an easy business mentally. Like, if anyone said this is easy, they're lying. Okay. Because mentally it can be very hard. It's simple, but it's draining, especially when you have kids at home and, you know, time management. I got a little better at that. And, you know, I am more self-aware. I will say that's another big thing, is I didn't want to be sucked up on my phone when my kids are around or my husband is around. And like, you know, not like, the whole point of this business is to enjoy time with them. And of course, at first you're going to be on your phone a little bit more because you're trying to, you know, work a little harder and get this business going. But eventually you got to put the phone down. You got to put your screen time down. So I try to be more self-aware of that. And I, you know, that's a big thing too. Because it's so easy, you know, before we're all scrolling for 2 to 3 hours, just God knows what we're looking at. And like, you realize you got nothing done. So now I scroll to work. I don't scroll to, I don't even got my personal account in forever because I'm just scrolling to work. And then I have to, wow. just like work, you got to cut the time off, you know, there's a time. So, yeah. So that was hard for me at first, but you know, it's a business. So you just have to like get it going and then learn to turn your phone off. Because we, you know, that is a big, that's a lot of relationship issues too. It's just, you're on your phone too much. So I really did not want that to affect my marriage and my kids.
Wow. Wow. Let's get some banners going, Jalen or Joanne. Let's throw some Wake Up Legendary. Yep. There's Kathy's Instagram. Fantastic. So man, that's really honest, and that is wonderful self-awareness. You know, how many of us have wasted endless hours? I mean, the internet's been out for, you know, a couple of decades at this point. Cell phones, at least a decade. Social media. You know, it's been 4 years. We're coming up on 4 years since the pandemic hit, and wow, the amount of time spent on, yeah, March of 2020, right? And that's, we're coming up on, we're in March of, well, yeah, we are in March of 2024. So, I mean, it's been 4 years since that hit. And I don't know about you, but I certainly spent my fair share on my phone on during the pandemic, just because I had so much extra time. But think about, for those of you who weren't spending any, you know, any work time on your phone, and it was all personal time stuck in the scroll hole of, you know, just wasting time. And now having the opportunity to be able to spend that same time on learning, researching, taking action, posting marketing content, generating leads, building, you know, selling products. Gosh, it's almost like a completely, you know, new, it's like a whole new, it's a whole new world. No, I'll
spare. It really is. But life-changing.
Yeah, it is, because it's like, I mean, I don't know about you, but have you ever had the screen time, you know, thing pop up on your phone where it's like, you've been on your phone for 8 hours today. Yeah. And it's like, holy crap, you know, it's like, have I really? You know, wow, what is my life, you know? And it's like, you know, you can only hope that, you know, some of that time or most of that time was spent working, you know, learning something, not just in a scroll hole. So you bring up a great point. Also, the, you know, even worse, if I'm in that scroll hole, just wasting time and, you know, not present with my loved ones. I mean, these phones are already such a, and that's what, you know, that's what pisses me off. Society celebrates us just being on our phone, using social media to be social, when the truth is social media is about the most antisocial thing. And so, you know, the news, most of the fake news is going to criticize us for, you know, wanting to use our cell phones to turn into, to use to develop skills, to develop a message, to monetize some of these social media platforms, that instead the billionaires are not only stealing our attention away from our families. And yeah, right, the same way that college and credit cards are predatory, why don't we go do some news reports on those, right? Why doesn't the fake news networks go and do a news report on how predatory student loans are and college and credit cards are, that they start, you know, inundating our 18-year-old citizens right when they turn 18, as well as handing us our phones, allowing us to go right down to AT&T and T-Mobile and buy one of these devices when our children's brains aren't even fully developed. And you got no problem, the fake news networks and the government's got no problem, when our children spend all day long on social media. Oh yeah, we're going to ban TikTok. That's great, because TikTok is, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, it's all still there. There'll be something else that comes right behind TikTok. But then we get criticized when we want to use our phone to make some money, to learn some skills, and we want to use the phone to be able to make money with and produce something for our lives instead of sitting a scroll hole all day. That's why so many people start to call the media fake news.
Yeah, we don't watch the news here, that's for sure. It's awful.
It is awful. You know, it is awful. People want to run these little 5-10 minute stories and start, you know, trying to make us look bad. I got something for them. It's called The Truth, in the format of a 45 to 60 minute show, where there, we don't edit anything out. And we talk in laundry rooms, right? not in big, you know, nice sets where everything's perfect. This is real life. And nobody want, you know, this is what life is like. It's about, you know, I'm sitting here working. My kid walks into the damn thing. I got to pick him up. He's hurt. But you know what? At least I'm able to be here. At least I'm able to have a business where I can work from home and I can pick my son up and I can be with him during the day. I can be there when he gets home from school.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with that? You know, news networks and government. Nothing's wrong with that. It's just outside of the box. It's just outside of the box. It's just not understood yet. But what is understood is when everybody's on their phones and they're on Facebook and they're, you know, scrolling on YouTube and they're on Snapchat. That's normal. All silly little kids, silly little kids, silly little millennials. No, that's robbing time. And that is, you know, that is changing and remolding our kids' brains, being on screens for that long. That's where we should be putting our attention to, not grown adults who want to use their phones. And instead of, you know, having that time being sucked away from us and our families, to actually use it to be able to create something for our families. And I give you all the credit in the world for being a already a working woman, mom, wife, who's got two full careers already. Even though I know you said your real estate is part-time, that's still a full-blown career that you've put years and years into, and recognizing that, hey, maybe I could adjust something here and do something a little bit different to be able to spend more time and bring in more money. I celebrate you for that. And I celebrate any other working woman inside of this community. That's another thing, is that this community, and I don't know when it happened. It must have been sometime during the pandemic. I mean, this was internet marketing for a long time when I was involved in it for the first 10 years, 9 or 10 years. It was very male dominated. And now we have all of these absolutely amazing women inside of this community. And I'm blown away by it. Now, here's the other thing. This is a mainly women-ran business as well. We have women in top executive roles inside of this company as well. So it is a, and I'm a girl dad. I'm extremely proud of our community. Now, fellas, I'm not forgetting you. Don't you start crying and whining, but it is time to lift up and celebrate all of these amazing women inside of our community, not tear each other down, but to lift each other up and recognize that we're doing something that is really, really special. And we need to really support and celebrate each other. So, Kathy, we're going to send everybody over to your Instagram to continue to support you, celebrate you. I want to validate you for your amazing work. And I know that this is just the beginning for you, my friend.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Please come back and see me in the future and keep us posted on your journey, okay?
Definitely.
All right. See you. All right, my friends. Go and follow Kathy at Kathy.TheMomtrepreneur. You can see this exact spelling right on the screen, Kathy.TheMomtrepreneur, The Momtrepreneur, so TREPENUER, Kathy.TheMomtrepreneur. My friends, another show in the can. Doesn't get any more real than this. Doesn't get any more real than this. Doesn't get any more raw than this. This is it, baby. This is 2024. This is what we're doing. We're streaming from, you know, laundry rooms. We're getting it done from home. We're building businesses from, you know, kitchen tables, from our cars in so many instances, right? Right from our cell phones, learning to try to use the internet as a, you know, as a tool to generate income and prosperity for ourselves, not to be an energy and a money and a time suck, right? Not everybody is successful as they venture into this. The average person who buys any how-to information makes no money at all. That's my experience across all things on the internet. That's also my experience with gym memberships and any other personal development or self-improvement or health or weight loss. But we're trying to change that. We're trying to change that here with community, with support, with calls, with coaching, with Wake Up Legendary shows where we interview people live and let you hear the behind the scenes so you know what it's really going to take to be able to build a business and do something like this. Yes, it's not going to be easy. It might even be simple, but it's not going to be easy. It might be the hardest thing you ever do. But if you do it, it should be worth it. It should be worth it. All right, my friends, so I'm going to get out of here. You have a wonderful day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode. If you want to get started, go to legendarymarketer.com/enroll. You can get started with our 15-day challenge. You can enroll in our blueprints. You can come to a mastermind. Let's get that link up on the screen, please. LegendaryMarketer.com/enroll. That's E-N-R-O-L-L. LegendaryMarketer.com/enroll. And if you want to get a text message reminder on your phone when we go live in the morning, text the words W-U-L or the letters W-U-L, short for Wake Up Legendary, to 813-296-8553. That's W-U-L to 813-296-8553. And remember, if you want to listen to the audio recordings, you can either access all of these right at or over 950 episodes of real, raw interviews with actual clients talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of doing this. The real, raw, nothing hidden, nothing avoided, going right into the challenges, right into the limiting beliefs to give you a full context, full perspective of what it takes to be able to do something like this. You can watch all the replays on this Facebook page. You can also listen to them. We strip the audio, upload them on the Wake Up Legendary podcast. Just search Wake Up Legendary on all your major podcast platforms. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode. Get out of here. Peace.